what's it like to be back with Broncos, back with Peyton?
It's great, man. You know, having a blast, just enjoying the moment, and glad to have a chance to play football again.
What was it like last year? You played the one game, and then what was that like? Were you thinking that this was it? That your playing days were done? That it was time to do something else?
Well, I played in two games. Don't short me one there. But yeah, you know, you know the circumstances that it's going to be hard to get another opportunity, and so you know that kind of weighed my mind. I wasn't really ready to be done. I still feel like I can play. So for me, it was just all about trying to get that opportunity somewhere.
Has it been surreal at all being back in this building? A lot has changed since.
A lot has changed. But, you know, a lot's still the same. So it's been fun. You know, it's been fun to see a lot of old faces and a lot of people that you have a lot of good memories in this building. So it's been, for me, a lot of fun.
What are some of the most jarring changes you noticed other than maybe the coaching staff, obviously?
Seems like things, well, I mean, this is my third coach here. So, you know, a lot has changed, coaches. Yeah. So just the people in general. You know, different faces.
Did you think you'd ever get a chance to play with Peyton again? What's that been like since I know you worked out with him when he was making his free agent tour?
No, I didn't ever think I would have another chance to play with him. You know, when you're there, I was there with him for 4 years. I don't want to say you kind of take him for granted, but then you move on and you kind of realize what you had. And, you know, it was always... You know, you kind of always hope that you'd get that chance again. So, for me, it's been great. You know, just to me, I think he's the best to ever play the position. So, to have another chance to play with somebody like that is pretty special.
So, where are you, kind of health-wise, physical-wise? I know, were you able that time away at the end of last year, able to get kind of?
Yeah, I feel great. Yeah, I feel 100%. I don't have any ailments. Nothing's bothering me. So. Body's feeling good and feel good.
You mentioned kind of not realizing what you had until it was gone. Does that perspective certainly kind of help you maybe, I don't know, be a little bit more hungry every time you're here now and this time around and playing with them? Or, I mean, how does that change kind of
I think you realizing that, you know, your opportunities are dwindling each year. You know, this is probably it for me. If this doesn't work out, you know, I don't know if there's going to be another opportunity. And so, yeah, you know, you're definitely hungry to go out there and prove yourself and show that you can still play.
Given how much you play with Peyton, how much are the receivers and just the guys on the team asking you about what it's like and what you have to do to kind of keep pace with them?
Well, you know, right now we're just kind of starting up. So, but obviously anything that, you know, I can do to help those guys, I'll do and share with them, you know, whatever I can to help them out.
Getting on the field now with Decker and Demarius, how different are they now than when you were in camp with them in 2010?
They're a lot different. Well, they're both, you know, fully healthy now. And you know, you just realize that how much they've grown as players and, you know, what kind of talents they are and what kind of years that, you know, the future is very bright for both of them.
Peyton last week was, or whenever it was, we talked to him last, was saying that Decker is going to have a big leadership role. Have you seen that out of him already in the workouts here? And how is he kind of maybe establishing himself that way?
I've seen him and Demarius, you know, and the last time I saw him, you know, they were both rookies and, you know, young pups, but now, you know, you can definitely tell that they've both grown up and have taken on the leadership role because it's their receiver group and you know, it's their chance to do something special. You know, they're playing with a guy that can get them the ball and I've seen him help a lot of people's careers and I think he can do that for both of those guys.
Were the coaches out in the field today? Was it today the first day they can get it done?
Today's
not aware.
Yeah, they were there then. Yeah, yeah.
So were they?
That's not a secret. I think that they're allowed to be.
Yeah, yeah, they were there.
Okay, what was it like having the coaches out there today?
It was great. You know, it felt like, you know, felt like a practice almost, you know. So you got those guys out there, and you're kind of able to start realizing what you have as a group, you know, and working with the guys and getting on the field. So it's nice to have them out there.
I know Peyton's been kind of running the practices without the coaches. Was he still sort of running the practices today, or?
I mean, you know, as a quarterback, you want your quarterback to be in control of the offense, and so Peyton is definitely, you know, in control of the offense and the things that are going on out there. But you know, the coaches obviously are out there to coach. So, but Peyton definitely is in control of the offense.
Brady, when you were talking about trying to coach others, how do you kind of balance helping the others, but you're still fighting for a job as well, so you got to kind of weigh both ways?
Yeah, I mean, that's true, but I've always looked at it the other way. You know, anything I can do to help out, you know, I believe in my ability and what I can do, and if it's good enough, you know, then I'll be on the team. If it's not, I won't. But I don't think helping somebody else out is going to hurt me. You know, I've never looked at it that way. I've always had older guys that have helped me out, and so you know, whenever I get the chance, I try to help out whoever asks.
How much are these guys picking your brain?
A little bit so far. You know, we're just kind of getting rolling here. So I think as the more we get into it, you know, the more I can help them out.
Having played with Peyton for those 4 years, what kind of a effect do you think his presence will have on the learning curve of Demaryius and Decker, some of these younger receivers?
Oh, I think it's going to be huge, you know, especially with, you know, what they had last year. And the offense that they ran last year to what they're going to have this year, I think the expectations are going to be a lot higher from the quarterback. And so I think anytime you have that, it just makes a player work harder and want to do better. And with Peyton, everything has to be so precise and so detail-oriented. It just rubs off on everybody else.
How similar?
I was just going to say that starts immediately. That doesn't have to start in July or anything like that.
Starts now, you know. Starts in the offseason. That's when you build your foundation. You know, that's when you become a good team and a good offense is what you do now. Because if you try to start in July, it's too late.
When you threw a catch with Peyton, were you at all surprised at his strength and precision, given that all that was written about his neck surgeries and all that history of the last year?
I was, you know, I hadn't talked to him about it. You know, I didn't ask him how he was, you know, how he was throwing or if he was even throwing, you know. But so when I went up there, I just wanted to have kind of a clear mind and just see for myself. And so I was really impressed that first day. And I knew he had thrown, you know, the 2 days prior. And we ended up throwing for 3 days. And, you know, he was the only quarterback there. So he was throwing a lot of balls, and you never saw any drop off. And then when we threw like a week or two later, he looked better. So that just showed me that, you know, he is improving.
What about him has changed compared to when you played with him in Indianapolis?
Nothing. I mean, to me, I don't see any changes, you know. You could maybe ask him if he feels any changes, but being out there running routes and catching balls from him, I don't see any changes.
Got a couple more quick ones. Offense that's being installed now to what you guys ran in Indianapolis.
Can't talk about that.
Would it? I know your oldest is a pretty big football fan. Uh-huh. Is he pretty pumped to hear that Dad was playing with Peyton again? Or?
Oh yeah, he was. He was really pumped. You know, Peyton came to stay at the house. I mean, you know, right. he was a rock star. So he loved that. And but yeah, he was fired up.
Does he have the new Manning orange Broncos jersey?
He does not have that. He has a T-shirt with 18 on it, but I'm sure he'll be getting that pretty soon.
All right, thanks, Brent.